On me, this pandemic is changing a lot of stuff, man. People talking louder. If you wear your mask 24/7, the lower half of your face is lighter than the top half of your face. You're looking like a black and white cookie. You relearning life, rediscovering life, should I say? It's gonna be weird, man. Should I say it? It's already weird. I bump into people. They tell me I haven't been out the house in months. Just imagine that. It's like everybody was in jail for a year. Or they was living by jail rules for a year. It's crazy. Then you got people that still have New Year's resolutions. It's like you just went through a whole year of where you couldn't even predict what's about to happen, and now you still want to have a resolution. And I know it's mostly the people that guess want to change their life because the pandemic has turned a lot of people's lives upside down. A lot of people are not working. A lot of people's living situations have changed. It's looking crazy out here. A lot of street activity is at an all-time high. A lot of people's getting out of jail. A lot of people's going into jail. A lot of things are going on right now as we speak. And you got a nerve to say you think you're gonna do something in the year 2021 when you just experienced 2020? Shit. Now, I get it if you have a New Year's resolution, I want to lose weight or want to be more focused this year, or I see something that I want last year and I'm really going to have my eye on it this year and I'm going to really go all out for it, or if it's a special person you want, or I'm going to clean up my act to get that special person or something like that. I get it. But if you been a J Black card carrying member for quite some time, and you know what I mean by it, that's the SSD card, and that's not the state, it's the solid state drive card where you keep all your files and everything on. It's the soft, sloppy, dusty card. The J Black card. Shout out to J Black. If you don't know who J Black is, go subscribe to his channel and shake his hand for me. But if you're trying to trade in that soft, sloppy, dusty card, and you're trying to get the real black card this year, I get it. I'm gonna be the last person to tell you that you shouldn't try to improve things. Change your life. Change your family's life. Change the lives of the people around you. But just know nothing is guaranteed. You can't predict the future. So, don't make New Year's resolutions. Start your resolution as soon as you think about it. Don't wait till the new year to, oh, I'm gonna do something. No, do it now. If it was, I mean, today just happens to be January. But even if it was August, even if it was September, you don't need the new year's to make a resolution. Just make a resolution now that you're not trying to carry that SSD card. should I say the Jay Black card. And just get focused, man. And make sure you're just always on your grind. And when I say always on your grind, I'm not mean work yourself to death. I mean just always have the end goal in mind. Think about it like this. You run in a race, right? Should I say you run in a marathon? You signed up for this marathon. You got your number. You got your outfit on. And they shoot the gun. Pow. When you start running this marathon, are you going to run the marathon for a little while and think about, oh, I think I need to go to the store. I'm kind of hungry right now. Or, ooh, remember that shirt I wanted? Let me go see if it's on sale. Let me chill. Go see if the shirt is on sale and I'll come back and then run this marathon. No. You probably going to think about, let me drink some water. Let me make sure I stretch. Let me slow my pace down. Let me speed up. Oh, I see somebody moving, gaining on me. Oh, I see the competition ahead of me. Let me sprint a little bit, get in front of them, and then slow my pace down so I stay ahead. And I still won't be, you know, losing any energy. You think like that because your head is always in the race. Your head is always in the marathon. Think like that when you're doing regular stuff. Don't wait until a certain time and say, okay, now I'm going to be focused. Be focused like that all the time. Always be worried about the task at hand all the time. That's how I operate. I'm always keeping my head in the game. And I should be way bigger than I am right now. But there's reasons for that. I'll probably talk about it in a later episode. But just know that being focused and keeping your head in the game and always keep your eye on the competition may not make you a lot of friends. So whatever you're going for, make sure it's something that you really want. So at the end of the day, you can justify not making all the friends in the world. Example. If somebody has something or some position that you want, and they know that you're going for that position, you're going to automatically become their enemy. You're going to make enemies that you don't even know, that you haven't even met yet. Now, are you going to sacrifice what you really want to have that friend or to make that friend? Or are you going to say, this isn't really the time to make friends right now, and go for what you really want? I've always been the person that went for whatever I really wanted. So my path may not be like others. It may take me a little bit more time to get to where I'm trying to get. And at the same time, my aspirations may be a little bit more bigger. So I'm dealing with heavier competition as well. And I don't really suck dick like that. So I'm obviously not going to be able to rise in the ranks as quickly as others. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're really passionate about what you want, and you realize that you'll have no regrets once you really get it. And if the pandemic isn't teaching you something, it should be teaching you that. And that meaning, nothing is predictable. Don't make New Year's resolutions. Always have that mind state all the time. And no matter how many friends you make, the universe will tell you that that means nothing if you don't have the will and if you don't have the drive to get where you want. Because I could just ruin the whole network with the pandemic. So all the relationships and all the friends you thought you had, you by yourself now, homie. You gotta figure it out. So I hope you've been spending your time wisely. And hope you do plan on getting rid of that Jake Black card if you have one. I've never had a Jake Black card. I've always been reaching for that real Black card. And that's why I create content. It's like therapy. I get to talk and express things that are on my mind. And I get to have camaraderie with people that do the same thing I do. Like one of my favorites, a couple of my favorites. I mess with Theo Von Heavy. I mess with Schultz Heavy. Andrew Schultz. And before I say anything about Schultz, just know that I mess with Schultz Heavy on MTV with Guy Code. I'm a Bendy. I watched Benders. He had this sitcom where he was on a hockey team. I'm definitely a Bendy. Benders was my show. And I mentioned MTV. I'm an MTV kid too. I've been on shows on MTV. So I know how that whole system works. You have to be special. You have to be somebody. You have to be chosen to be in that network. It isn't really something that you can like go audition. I know they say you can go audition for these shows, but no. They choose people to be in these shows. It's like being in an NBA. You get chosen. And you have to be special to be on a show like Guy Code. But I caught an episode of King and His Thing, Theo and Brendan. And Schultz was talking about his new show, which I had already been watching on YouTube. Schultz Saves America. My take on it is like, say if it's kind of like a Knicks Boom Boom, like my first season. Just him sitting in a chair with a blank background mixed with like Dennis Miller on Weekend Update on SNL. When Schultz would kill SNL if he went on SNL, but I don't think he's an SNL dude. But he would kill it. He would kill SNL. But just think that. Think of my first season Knicks Boom Boom Room. Just sitting in a room with a blue background mixed with Dennis Miller on Weekend Update. Where he just spills and spills his feelings and what he wants to talk about. And he uses pictures as aids. So just think of Knicks Boom Boom Room first season. And Dennis Miller Weekend Update if they had a baby. That's what Schultz Saves America is. And I brought up the King and the Sting because on the show, he was like, he don't want people to talk about his show unless they trash it. See, Schultz is he's a Jedi. He's a Jedi like me. So I know exactly what he meant by that. But people are going to take it literally. I mean, even though the show is trash, the show is unwatchable. I'm just fucking with you. I think I'm gonna rate it though. I'm definitely gonna rate it. the G rating system. And like I said, Schultz is my guy. I watch Brilliant Idiots a lot. I watched all the skits he did with Charlamagne and stuff. Guy Code, all that. So I know he's funny. He's obviously funny. So me rating his show has nothing to do with his comedic genius. And his genius at making content. I'm rating on this show specifically. Just this show. Okay, and this is what I thought of this show, Schultz Saves America. Not Brilliant Idiots, not his work on Geico's, not Benders, not his comedy specials, not anything else that he's doing, not his stand-up. This show, Schultz Saves America. Streaming on Netflix. Now, first watching the episodes on YouTube that I've seen before, I don't really get it, but now that I see it in a show format, I kind of get where he's going. Now, I'm not a real political dude, so I really don't care what he's saying politically, because I really don't get into all that stuff. Like, I've met politicians, I know politicians, I have politicians in my family, but my background and the people that I super close with just really doesn't mix with the political game. Now, with that said, I'm rating this strictly from a content creator / filmmaker point of view. Now, I'm not writing this to give you my opinion on what he should be doing. I'm just writing it from my point of view. Because if he got a show on Netflix, maybe he's doing exactly what he needs to be doing. And maybe I'm getting it wrong. So this is just my opinion. As usual, the G rating system is always my opinion. So we're going to start with, is it media friendly? How does it look? I mean, it's shot well. I understand why they shot it like that. They shot it like that because the focus is supposed to be on him and what he's talking about. No distractions. And I like that. I like that format. Because you don't have anything taking your attention away from what he's saying. And what he's expressing and the message that he's conveying. So he gets a capital G for that. Definitely a capital G for media friendly. Now, was it interesting? Me being a person that really doesn't get into the chatty patty culture, or talking about people's business, or being crazy political, it doesn't really interest me. Sometimes I find myself like not being interested in what he's saying, but I watch the whole thing because he's my guy. So I just like to hear what he has to say. I like to hear his opinions on things, his take on things. Not necessarily what he's covering, but just the way he's covering it. If that makes any sense. It's like if you don't watch a certain sport, but you like the commentator. Like, you watch Snoop commentating boxing. Like, say if you're not really a boxing fan like that, but you heard Snoop was going to be the commentator, so you're like, let me watch this because Snoop's commentating. That's how it is with me with the political stuff. I'm not really watching it because I'm really interested in what's going on. I just like to hear Schultz's take on it. because it's cool to hear somebody that, you know, that can excel in other arenas tackle that arena too. And maybe he makes it more relatable. And maybe he may say something that I may need to know. And I hear him say it, and all of a sudden I know it. And I wouldn't have heard it if I watched the news or some other politician saying it. So interest, I give him a small G. I'm not going to give him a no G at all. Now, was it relatable? As I said before, in the interest category, I wasn't interested in some of the stuff he was saying, and I really wasn't relating to some of the stuff he was saying, even though I should be up on politics. Like I said, my circle and the things that I'm involved in, and the things that I'm trying to do, I really don't relate to it. You know, I could care less about some of the stuff he was talking about. So, don't really want to give him a no G, because he will come in with a few gems. So I'll give him a lowercase G for that as well. Was it relevant? Yes, it's very relevant. The subjects he talks about are very relevant to what's going on today. And to people who, I guess like the Fox News or the Daily News crowd, very relevant to people like that, or just newscasters in general. Highly relevant. I kind of say that it sort of borders on parody and news. So it will be relevant in the comedy genre, and it will be relevant in the news genre. Next category. Was it original? Okay, as I said before, I've seen it before. It's like, it's not something that I haven't seen. But his take on it is original. So I'm not going to give him a no G. I'll give him a lowercase G for being original. Because he's not doing anything different. He's just doing it the show's way. So he gets a lowercase G for that. Did he rip it? No. He's definitely funny. But it's not really always supposed to be funny. Some of the stuff he's saying isn't really a laughing matter. So I'll give him a lowercase G for ripping it, because it's really not his intention. Like, he's not going to really have you dying, but he's going to have you laughing. Maybe a chuckle here and there. But some of the stuff he covers is serious. Like sex rings and pedophilia and politicians and wars and the economy and stuff like that. It's not really something to laugh at. With that said, enough said. Let's tabulate his score. Media friendly? Capital G. Interest, lowercase G. Relatable, lowercase G. Relevance, capital G. Originality, lowercase G. Rip it, lowercase G. With that said, he receives 4 capital G's out of 6 capital G's. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Don't at me. Now, if this were, I know this is so unfair. If this were a lower tier comedian, I know I probably would have looked at it a little different. But I have high respect for his comedic genius. So it's sort of like when you saw Richard Pryor for the first time. And you was like, okay, this dude is crazy funny. And then you watch something like The Toy or something where he's acting like being a real actor. And you're like, he's a real actor. He's not really like, every word is like funny. Or like Eddie Murphy, you saw Raw and then you see him in some of his serious stuff or some of his serious acting. You wait for him to tell somebody to suck his dick or something. And you're like, it's not gonna happen. And that's kind of what you get from this. You kind of compare it to what you've seen from him already. So you're not going to get that shock. You're not going to get that everything's going to be funny. But he will say something that'll shock you. But it won't be like the normal shock. It'll be something in like the realm of serious shock. Or just downright disrespectful shock. And by no means is he a shock jock, but he's just alarming sometimes, some of the things he says, and I'll let you judge for yourself. Just go watch it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And, I know they say it's unfair to judge people from their past work, but he's basically, just battling the last good thing he did. And, that's usually the case when somebody reaches a certain level of greatness. The people that watch them or the people that listen to them expect that same level. And maybe it's just one of those things where he just has to work the bugs out of it. Or he has to elevate it to a higher level by doing different things. Or maybe it's just his mixtape. For what he really may want to do. He really may want to like host a news show. He may want to take over The Daily Show and Trevor Noah exits the show and carry on the Jon Stewart lineage. You never know. He thinks like that, and that's one of the things I admire about him. So I'm not going to shit on the show. I'm just giving my honest opinion. And that was that. And if that is his goal, I mean, I'm all for it. If he's tired of giving you dick jokes, you know, he wants to really get into the realm of doing serious stuff and serious comedy and talking about things that affect the entire world, it's okay. I embrace change. How Tupac say, I'm not mad at you? Do your thing, homie. Change is good. And even in your personal life, never be scared to embrace change. I've seen some of the most down and out people to their last dollar change their whole outlook on life, dust themselves off, and they're thousandaires now, on their way to being millionaires, and maybe billionaires, you never know. So, if change is in your heart, don't let somebody like some fly dude with his opinion, or some genius god cracking the mic, have his opinion about you, and you feel like you want to change, by all means change. If you know that it's going to benefit you. As I said before, always have your eye on a prize. Always have your eye on the checkered flag. And if changing will bring you closer to your checkered flag, do it. Some people don't even get halfway to the checkered flag because they didn't want to change. They wanted to keep doing the same things they were doing. And I'm not going to do that cliche, keep doing the same thing and blase, blase, blah. That means you're insane, blase, blase, blah. I know what it is, but I just don't feel like saying it because I'm tired of hearing it sometimes. Because sometimes timing has to do with it. I mean, you could have been doing the same thing for a long time and it just takes you some time to break through. Like, some people have a certain goal in mind and they keep at it, they keep at it, they keep at it, and they finally break through. So they listen to that adage, that you must be an insane person if you keep doing the same thing. Sometimes it's just about timing. Sometimes you have to keep that repetition going until you make those shots. You think Steph Curry went to the gym, took 10 three-pointers and said, oh, this not working. Let me move in. Let me shoot from the elbow. This is going to be my shot from the elbow. No, he kept shooting. He kept shooting. He kept shooting. Until it was just water. 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 Every time he shot, water. From the elbow, water. From the foul line, water. So, I'm not gonna knock it. Whether you change, whether you keep doing the same things. If it brings you closer to your checkered flag, by all means, do your thing.